720 WGN. It's Dane Neal in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue here in Chicago, a radio town that has, as far as WGN, it is one of the greatest, one of the biggest, one of the oldest, most historic radio stations in the country. But it doesn't happen without the next generation getting involved and playing a part in the radio world in whatever form it may take, whether it's podcast, whether it's on-demand stuff, whether it's satellite. So here at WGN, we have some of the kids from, I'm a little biased, but one of the best schools in the Chicagoland area, St. Pius in Lombard. And we've got so many of them, six of them on the mic today. Guys, welcome to WGN.
Hello.
Hi. Hi. How you doing?
Good. Now, you have had the opportunity at this point to see the building, you know, historic Tribune Tower. You've ate at the cafeteria. You've been in the showcase studio. You've seen the production facilities. So first off, we're going to run through and kind of get everybody's name, and then we'll pick one or two of you guys to kind of give your thoughts. So from left to right, what's your name?
I'm Jack Cullerton.
Jack Cullerton. And, of course, you're a seventh grader going into eighth grade at St. Pius. And then
I'm Casey Kearney.
And you're one of the reasons these guys are here, right?
Yes, I am.
Because your interest in this kind of allowed them to have that opportunity. And next?
I'm Noel Kovac.
Oh, awesome. Great to have you here. And? And you?
I'm Joey Long.
And then next?
I'm Jack Weaver.
Jack Weaver. And then over there sitting in the co-host slot.
Mm-hmm. I'm Patrick Hennigan.
Patrick Hennigan. Good group of kids. The one thing, who knows where you'll go for high school. You guys might go to a number of different high schools after you leave St. Pius. But the one thing you have in common is St. Pius as an education, as a school. And so for you, Mr. Hennigan, what is the thing that you either like the most about St. Pius or are going to miss after this next year?
Well, I'm going to miss how close we were as a class, because we had a not really a small class, but it wasn't like a huge class. We only have about 50 kids, and we're all very close to each other. So I'm going to miss having like a close connection with almost every kid in the class.
One of the things that's great about like this day and age is through social media or through cell phones or whatever, you guys can stay together. It's not like you have to leave each other forever. And Jack, so having seen all of the stuff here at WGN, I don't know how many other radio stations you've been to, but what were your thoughts? Anything that jumps out as, hey, that was different or more than I expected?
I thought it was cool how the radio station was more of a historical monument while being a successful radio station. So it's nice and big.
Well, yeah, but it's right. And that is one of the kind of lines that you straddle here, because you're able to be up to the minute, you know, with the latest stories that are happening as far as maybe the Olympics or tragedy or a sports victory or any of those things. But then also you recognize the history and all the things that have happened here in the past as well. So let's go left to right. Mr. Kearney, if you want to say a little bit about your thoughts on St. Pius, and then maybe some inspiration to have a podcast there at the school coming up soon.
I think it's a pretty good school. Decent education. Good people.
Decent. It's pretty adequate.
It's pretty I don't know what to say. I like it there.
And so when you think, because you're part of the reason you're interested in this is why your parents decided to like make this opportunity possible. Do you see yourself maybe doing something in the media at some point?
Possibly. It would be pretty fun, I guess. I think it would be a pretty cool alternative to other things that I could do.
Like exterminator or something
sure.
like that.
Exterminator.
And I'm Mike One here. So Jack, talk a little bit about being here and your thoughts. Of course, Lombard is where St. Pius is. Do you guys get into the city on a regular basis? Do you get to check it out? Have you ever listened to WGN radio, and is this what you thought it would be like?
I have listened to it. I didn't think it was going to be like this well set up and like all of these buttons.
Okay.
But yeah, I come down to the city with a lot of my grandparents because they live in like the Evanston area, so they always take us down as like a treat to here. And I've seen the building, I've just never been in it, and it's pretty cool to come in it.
So now you've actually been inside, you've seen the buttons, right? And you know what all they do. Okay, so what we'll do in the last couple seconds here is we'll run down from you, Jack Cullerton, all the way down over here to Patrick Hennigan, all the way down to Patrick Hennigan. And then you guys can each take like maybe 10 seconds or so and give either a shout out to somebody at St. Pius, your relatives, your family, your friends from your time here at WGN.
So I'm going to shout out all of my family and any friends who listen to WGN radio, and all of my grandparents.
I'd like to shout out my mom because she's the one who made this happen. And I'd also like to shout out Christian DiPeralta. Oh.
Okay.
Look, Ma, I'm on the radio.
Okay.
Hi, Mom. And hi, Stephen Gerlach.
Hi, Dad. Hi, Mom. And I'd like to give a shout out to Devin Sharamonti.
Okay.
I don't really have any shout outs to give, so I'll just say
shout out for world peace or something.
Yeah, world peace, and thanks to the parents.
Thanks to the parents. Thanks to the parents for being involved, and thanks to St. Pius for having you guys for so many years and being such a great educational institution, and fostering the kind of people that are going to hopefully become the next radio star. So thanks, guys. Thanks for all that you're doing. Have a good eighth grade, and thanks for being on WGN tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you. Woo-hoo!